Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Gimel. Mechaber says you could take a jug of water or any other liquid and put it into a klisheni that has hot water in it. Even though the jug of water or the liquid is going to heat up by the water in the klisheni, it's not a problem because klisheni is not mevashel. However, to put it into a klirishon, that you can't do because it will get cooked from the klirishon. Now, there's even, if it's yatz lettuce, but you're allowed to put it in the klisheni, just can't put in the klirishon. The Mishnah Berurah says if somebody draws out with a, let's say, a ladle out of klirishon, so there it's a big shayla, he says. This might not be considered klisheni. That ladle might still be considered klirishon. We really have had the shayla previously, and it's a really big shayla place, machlekas. But the Mishnah Berurah says that especially if the ladle sat in the pot for a while, until you took it out, it sat in the pot long enough till actually the liquid in the ladle was bubbling also, then for sure the ladle is considered klirishon. Even if you take it out, you're dealing with a klirishon and does not yet have a status of klisheni. Sif Yud Daled, the Mechaber says that you can take a jug of water or other liquids and put it, cold liquids on top of here, and put it near a fire, as such that the coldness won't be as sharp, it won't be as cold, it'll warm up a little bit. As long as you put it far enough away from the fire, that if it get left there for a significant amount of time, it would not get heated to the point of yatzel lettuce boy. Because if it's possible for it to hit yatzel lettuce boy, if you leave it there, if you forget it there by mistake, so then it's exeir derabban, you cannot put it there, because you might forget it there, you might by mistake leave it there, and hit the point of yatzel lettuce boy. While we're at, the Shulchan Aruch tells us how to measure the heat of yatzel lettuce boy, which means that the hand will get heated or burnt by it. He says it's level of heat, that if that level of heat would touch the stomach of a child, it creates a shetinik, the stomach of the child will get burnt. We've mentioned in the past that different places have different opinions. Ramosha says that yatzel lettuce boy, shav yatzel lettuce boy starts at about 110 degrees Fahrenheit. In any case, the Mechaber says that a place where someone could reach yatzel lettuce boy, you can't leave something there because you might forget it and it might get cooked. The Ramosha says that the same applies by fruit, other things. If they can be eaten raw, if you put it in a place where it cannot yatzel lettuce boy, it's fine. But if might yatzel lettuce boy, it's a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the point of the fruit of things that can be eaten raw is lav davka. If it's something that can be eaten raw, it still has it's a bishul, and therefore you still cannot put in a place where it might yatzel lettuce boy. And if you're putting it far enough away from the fire that it cannot yatzel lettuce boy, even if it cannot be eaten raw, and therefore cooking is really what makes it something that's raw lachila, it still doesn't make a difference. Because as long as it cannot yatzel lettuce boy, there's no malach that could possibly happen over here. The Mishnah Berurah says even though food and drinks cannot be put near a fire in a place they might yatzel lettuce boy, they might by mistake be bishul. However, you could put a keli that's made out of lead near a fire to heat it up. Let's say to heat up the food in the kli. Even though if you leave it there for too long by mistake, the kli might melt, and therefore a bishul did take place in the kli. Still, since you don't want to burn your kli, you don't want your lead kli to melt. So the davar shem miskaven, you don't want it to happen. It's highly unlikely you'll forget the kli there because you don't want your kli to get ruined and to get melted. So therefore, because I'm not afraid you're going to leave it there too long and it's going to end up getting melted and it's going to end up having bishul on the kli. My thing about food or drink, that whether it's edible raw or not edible raw, it definitely benefits from being cooked and definitely gives it a new form and develops it when it cooks. So then we're afraid you're going to leave it there and it's going to end up being this bashal. In Sif Tes Vav, the Mechaber says that something that is already fully cooked and it's dry, not a liquid, it's dav yavish, you can put it near a fire, even a place where it might yatzel lettuce boy, and it's not a problem, even though it's certainly yatzel lettuce boy. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about you doing it in a way, there's no isser of nesina chatchila, you're not putting a mamash ala esh, you're putting it near the esh, but not in the place that's typical of putting things to burn, to cook. And therefore, there's no problem with mechzik mevashel, there's no shem yachata. Only question would be, if it's going to hit the atzeles, but is there a problem of bishel? And on that, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, it's something that's cooked, that's dry, there's no bishel acha bishel by a dovi yavish, even if it's already cooled off. As opposed to, the Mo explains to the Mechaber, that it's a liquid, so then the Mechaber would have a problem with it, because then there's a concern of bishel acha bishel, because of dovi lach. That's a stein that went down below yatzel lettuce boy. Mishnah Berurah holds if it gets reheated above yatzel lettuce boy, that's the Mechaber holds, that's a problem of yatzel lettuce boy. The Ramad then brings each of the Rav Magid, that we've mentioned in the past, that there's no problem with Bishach HaBishol, even by Davalach. And therefore, as long as you're careful not to do the Sinel Chathchila Agabi Eish, you put it near it, in the place of no Mechzik Vashal, and there's no Shami Yachata, so then it'll be fine. Tachra, the decision the Ramad makes to Al Paskin, he says the Minig, is to be Mekel, there's no Bishach HaBishol, even by Davalach. Less was the stein legami. If it cooled off completely, there are machmer and bishal chabishal b'davalach. If it not cooled off completely, they are not worried about bishal chabishal, even by davalach. Dav yavish for sure is no bishal chabishal. Davalach is machlekes and the mice of Ashkenazim do like their mom. It's only a problem with the stein legami. So what's called a stein legami? So the generally accepted psak that's called a stein legami is if it reached the point that somebody wouldn't eat it as a hot food. Let's say a bowl of soup, it cooled off to the point that you wouldn't eat it as chicken soup because chicken soup is meant to be hot, meant to be warm. Now it's already cooled off, it's lukewarm. Let's say a cup of tea, it cooled off to the point that you won't be able to drink it anymore as a hot tea. So that's already called a stein legami. And there will be a problem of reheating it back up to yatzel lettuce boy of bishal achar bishal.